Okay, today's daf is Chagiga Daf Tes. Chagiga Daf Tes Amar Aleph, and the Gemara here talks about Tashlumin if you miss a karban. And then the Gemara quotes a pasuk, which is what we're going to focus on. The Gemara quotes that if somebody does not bring their karban on the regel, Avar HaRegel below Chag, says the Mishnah. If the regel passes and you still do not bring your karban, you have the whole week to do it. But if you don't bring it on Yatav, Eino Chayav Achrayus, so you're done. You're not Chayav Achrayus, you're not Chayav in the something that happens to the animal, and you lost the opportunity. Al zeh ne'emar me'uvas lo yuchal liskon. This is something crooked that cannot be fixed. I had a whole yantif to bring the karban. If I don't bring the karban, so then it's it. Sometimes things can be fixed, and sometimes things can't be fixed. If it's too late, it's too late, and therefore, if the regal passes, you can't make it up. V'chiseron lo yuchal lihimanos. Rav Shimon ben Asya omer, ezeh me'uvas sheni yuchal lisakein. Rav Shimon ben Asya says, what's an example of something that's crooked that can't be fixed? What's the pasuk referring to? Zehaba al ha'erva. That is someone who commits gili arayas, v'holid mimena mamzer. And a mamzer is produced from that union. V'holid mimena mamzer. Rashi, shehevi psulin b'Yisrael. And he breed this avera. Is just, usually you do an avera and that's it. The avera is done. But here there is a constant reminder of the avera, the fact that a mamzer is born. Rashi says, v'yehei zikaron. And it'll be a zikaron la'avono to his sin. Therefore, tshuva can't totally wipe out the sin, because even if the gavra does, the person who violated does tshuva, but still, this person, this child, still has the status of mamzer, and therefore, it is tshuva will never be able to be complete. Right, and the Gemara says, in Torah, begoni v'gozel yachalach zero v'yisake. Right, but gedev and gzeila, you give back the money. You steal something, you give back the money. You can fix the chait. But when it comes to mamzer, you can't. Tosus also adds, zehabala erva, ditfei boshato nikar. Shah mamzer nira la'olam. The boshes, the embarrassment is nikar, since it's nira la'olam. Avoshara veros, even rotseach v'gazlan e'ne'edav b'yat. Even murder, Tosfa says. Right? It's not constantly 20 years ago. It's not everybody sees it. You know, that's Rachman al-Lathan also is an example of can't be taken back. Right? What's Tosfa bothered by? Murder is also something that one, you know, can't bring back. Unlike Geneva and Gzela. So Tosfa says it's the open zikaro, nira la'olam, that is the example. So let's talk a little bit about the sugya of mamzerus, one aspect of the sugya of mamzerus. Again, there's many others. Rav Moshe Feinstein discusses a mamzerus only from a maisa bia. It's a famous tshuva in the first volume of Evan Ezer regarding artificial insemination. Rav Moshe says that there can't be a mamzerus without a maisa bia. A discussion the Shelos Yavetz discusses, a very radical tshuva in Chelek Aleph Simim Mem Gimel. Also not our topic, about abortion for a mamzer, a woman who wants to have an abortion because she wants to prevent this. But again, usually we don't allow abortions unless the mother's life's in danger. And here, would it be allowed? So we assume no, but he has a radical tshuva that maybe yes. But we're going to focus on one other detail of the sugya, and that is, if somebody has a mamzer, is he yotze the mitzvah of puravu? Is he yotze the mitzvah of puravu? That's not anywhere beferish in the Gemara, in the Talmud Bavli. The Gemara says in Yevamos, the Mishnah says in Yevamos, on Daf Chav Beis, that if somebody has a brother, Mishieshlo ach, we know if a man dies without having children, then his brother, and he has a brother, his brother has to do yibum or chalitza. So the Mishnah says, Mishieshlo ach mikol makom, if somebody has a brother, mikol makom, any type of brother, mikol makom. Zokeik as eishes achav liyibum. So that brother is zokeik, the woman, to yibum. So what does that mean? A brother, any brother. Any brother, if a Reuven dies, if he has any brothers, so then the brothers have to do yibum. What does that mean, any? So the Mishnah says, even, the Gemara says, to include mamzer. La suye mai amar v'yudu la suye mamzer. Include mamzer. Even a mamzer brother, meaning if Reuven dies, and he has a brother who his father had out of wedlock, be'isser, so that brother is still his brother regarding yibum. So the Gemara says, Pshita achivu, but why would I have thought otherwise? It's his brother. So the Gemara says, you would have thought, Ma'o detema lelef achva achva mi b'nei Yaakov. You might have thought, learn brotherhood from b'nei Yaakov. And you're only a brother if you're like b'nei Yaakov, which means ksherim. Ma'la halon ksherim v'lo psulim, afkan ksherim v'lo psulim. No, I would have thought b'nei Yaakov, the shvatim, were all ksherim. So I would have thought maybe a brother, a halachic brother, because it says here by Yibam, ki yeshvu achim yachtav, you have to be a brother, an ach. So I'd have thought maybe not. Kamash Malan, he is included. Vema achanami, how do you know, says the Gemara? Kiva delinin Yibam, miftar niftar. Because since, says the Gemara, if the man who died had a mamzer son, that would be enough to prevent the Zika. So too, having a brother creates the Zika. Mislaknami zakik. So that's what our Gemara says. If you look in the Rishonim, there in Yevamos, Chavez, the Rashba, the Ritva, they all quote a Yerushalmi. The Yerushalmi in the parallel Gemara in Yevamos, the Yerushalmi says, Binohu lachal, I'm sorry. And then let me read the second half of the Mishnah. So that's the first half of the Mishnah. That's ach l'chol davar. And then the Gemara says, if somebody has a ben mikom akom, podrei shalav min yibam. If anybody has any kind of son, it pothers from yibam. Again, mikom akom, any type of son. And what's that including? Mamzer. If somebody has a mamzer, so then, as I just said before, that is pothers and prevents any type of zika. Man dies, he has a mamzer son, his brother does not have to do yibam. My time, Adamakro, uben, ein lo, ayena lav. Fine. So that's a ben for yibam. So the Yerushalmi adds now on that. The Rashba, the Ritva, all quote the Yerushalmi, b'no'u l'chal davar, afilu, l'piria verivya, u'lishnios, is the girsa that, let's say, I took the Ritva, the Rashba quote. Right? The, even for Puruvu and for Shnios. What does that mean? That the child that is born to a mom that is born to a father, so the father not only, if he dies, does not have his brother doesn't have a mitzvah of Yibam, because he has a son, but also he fulfills the mitzvah of Puruvu. And Shnios. What's and Shnios? So the way the Rashba, the Ritva, understand it is that just like we have a whole group of 20, I think it's 20 women, that are secondary Arayos, that the Rabbanan created to add on to the world of Arayos, mostly maternal relatives. So there's no confusion between the maternal and the paternal. So this Mamzer also has the Isser Shnios on him. Interesting, what would be the Havamina? Otherwise, we'll see if we have time to get back into that. And this is quoted in the Ramah in Shulchan Aruch and Eben Ezer. The Ramah quotes the beginning of Eben Ezer, that a person is Yotze, the mitzvah, Puruvu, Al Yedei Mamzer. Whenever there's a Yerushalmi that the Bavli does not quote, one always has to ask, okay, so the fact that it's not in the Bavli, what does that tell us about this idea? Is it obvious or is it obviously wrong? One of the two. So, some achronim, look at the Aruch Laner, there in Yevamos, Daf Chaf Beis, he wonders, first of all, it's not in the Bavli. So you know what that tells us? And the Rambam and the Rif don't quote it. It must be wrong. It must be, it's not true. Because, number one. Number two, he says, look in the Girsos in the Yerushalmi. He quotes a different Girsos in the Yerushalmi. He quotes Lepiria Verivia. First he quotes at the beginning, Boi, Rabbi Avin. It's a question. The Yerushalmi is asking it as a question. And the answer is, Vilashanya. Vilashanya, he says, not Vilashnios. Vilashanya. And is it answered? It's a rhetorical question. Is it answered? Meaning, it's an unanswered question in the Yerushalmi. So the Aruch Laner is bothered. How does the Ramah just say cavalierly without any type of suffix? Yeah, you're Yotze the Mitzvah Puruvu. It's a big nafkamina. If somebody has a mamzer, do they have to have more children to be Yotze the Mitzvah? So the Aruch Laner says, Safi Daraisa L'chumra. I don't understand how the Ramah could quote it as if it is a Davar Pashut, the Rif, the Rambam don't quote it. If you look in the Radvaz has a tshuva, and again, the Aruch Laner also mentions this, but I'll read this from the Radvaz. The Radvaz in Chelek Zion, Simon Beis, all the way at the end of the tshuvas, he was asked this question. Is one yotze in the mitzvah of puruvu, al yedei mamzer? So he says, l'chora hayanira tekayim. So l'chora, one would think he's mekayimid, tebeno, l'chodara, because this is his son. If a man has a mamzer, son, so it's his son regarding other halachas, regarding for tumah and for tumas kohanim and for yerusha and for yibim as we saw. And I would have thought, v'halachi avi mashma, mehat kaimalan. Also, the Gemara elsewhere in Yevamos over there talks about if a man has a child, has children, and then they're all non-Jewish. If a man is not Jewish, they're all non-Jewish, and then they all convert. So there is a day of machlokes, but there's a day that says he's yotze the mitzvah puruvu. Also, he has this, you know, is that status any better? Right, a mamzer and a ger might be similar, but then he says, I don't think he can say this. He changes his. He says it can't be. Avakan ma'ines pei shaper tishkach the alpha gav de benolach al davar. Havi mitzvah haba baveira. This is a mitzvah haba baveira. V'lo yasid yechavaso. V'chei kol mitzvah shabatara. We know mitzvah haba baveira. When does it come up? You steal a lulav and you steal a karban. You're not yotze the mitzvah. See here too, v'kol shekein mitzvah haba ba'erva chamura. Surely here, where somebody violates such a terrible aveira, you're going to tell me he did a mitzvah there? V'gedolim mizu kizu. And he quotes the Yerushalmi about matzah gzula. Asa levarech aleh. Botzei ha'berech nietz Hashem. And he says, mitzvah haba ba'erva ain't a mitzvah. He's with the Eved. And therefore, and he continues, and he has very sharp words. He says, ula olam haba. Banim elu shechoshev shekim be mitzvah puravu moridin also leber shachas. Right, these children. Oh, I did the mitzvah puravu. No, they're going to schlep him down to Gehenna. Umafsikim oso mimakam chiyuso asher lazet tachlis hamitzvah v'daito. What do I do with the Ritva and the Rashba? What do I do with the Ritva and the Rashba? See, he argues. He says they had a wrong girsa in the Yerushalmi, as we just said. Lefichach ani omer de girsa mishubeshes nizdamin lahem. There's an extra word. The Rishami says viloshanya. It doesn't say shnios, it says shanya, and it says viloshanya, meaning it's not answered. Tabuda didan lo nakit el liyosh l'tamilo. The Bavli doesn't even mention it. And even the Rishalmi has a suffix v'nishar, the Rabbisavik gets low, and therefore the Radva says it can't be. The Radvaz quotes, and look in Tosfos and Maseches Baba Basra, who says it also. Is there a Tosfos about this? Is there a Beferish Rishon about this besides the Rashba, the Ritva? There is a Tosfos in Baba Basra. Tosfos in Baba Basra does not say it Beferish. The Tosfos says in Perek Yesh Nochelin, this is the Tosfos that he quotes, Daf Kuftes. Daf Kuftes of an Aleph, the Gemara there is looking, how do I know that, so in the context of a daughter Yarshining, not just a son, and the Tosfos asks, Vim Tomar, how do you know that a daughter potters for Yibam also? We know the Torah says if a man has a son, then his brother doesn't have to do Yibam. But what if a man has a daughter? It doesn't say that Beferish in the Torah. It says, Uven Ein Lo. He doesn't have a son. Maybe even if he has a daughter, there's a mitzvah of Yibam. So how do you know? So Tosfos has two deyos here, but one deya is, says Tosfos, Inami, Yesh Larabos Bas, Shopoteres Menayiba, Milo Yimache, Prat Lazesh, Ein Shmo Machui. Dechiai Gavna Darish Biyavamis. Ava Mamzer Itzrich Ribui. Mishum de Vizera Pasol Akati Lo Shmo Machui. Says Tosfos, Mamzer needs an explicit inclusion while Bas doesn't. Right? Our Gemara includes Mamzer. He says, Mamzer needs an inclusion because Shmo Machui. His name is kind of already erased. The Machui is from the word V'layimach Eshmomi Yisrael. His name is kind of erased already, having a tainted status. That's why the Torah and Chazal have to have an inclusion of Mamzer. But daughter, you don't need an inclusion, right? A daughter carries on the name. So says the Radvaz, what does Tosfos say? A Mamzer's name is somewhat erased, and therefore, that's why you need an inclusion. So what do you see from there? If the name is somewhat erased, it must be, says the Radvaz, that Tosfos holds, you don't get the mitzvah for Revu. How can you say you get the mitzvah for Revu if the name is partially erased? That's his raya. So Tosfos doesn't say that Beferish. First of all, you know, one might say that the laws of Yibum are different from the laws of Purvu. Even if Shmo Machui, even if the name is partially erased regarding Yibum, because Yibum is about being Mekayim the shame, Purvu might have a different standard. Right? Or maybe that's exactly what the Pasuk is teaching me. Right, what Tosfos is telling us, the Havamina. Tosfos is saying, I would have thought the name is partially erased and therefore doesn't count for Yibam. And therefore the Torah has to go out of its way to include it. But once the Torah includes it, so maybe that's the Torah is being Megala and telling us that Ein Shmo Machui, right? He's a mamzer, he's a child, yeah, he's tainted, but his name is not erased. So, but again, that's the only Rishon that the Radvaz mentions, and it's not so pashut that is the pshat. But again, the Radvaz is very upset about this, but again, the Rambam mentions it. How do you get out of that problem of mitzvah b'aveira, right, that he mentions? Mitzvah b'aveira, right? Stolen lulav and stolen karbon. So how do we get out of that? So the Minchas Chinuch already made this question famous. Minchas Chinuch in mitzvah aleph. In the first mitzvah, the Minchas Chinuch asks this question on the Ramah. Exactly what the Aruch Lener asks. Right, they lived about the same time. Right, the Minchas Chinuch asks, how are you yotzei the mitzvah peruvu by a mamzer? Isn't it a mitzvah b'aveira? So the Minchas Chinuch says, it's not mitzvah b'aveira. It's not. Mitzvah b'aveira requires simultaneity. Requires that the aveira and the mitzvah are being done at the same time. If I do an Aveira, and 20 minutes later, I happen to do a mitzvah, so then that's not mitzvah of Aveira. Right? Just like Asi Docha Los Asi requires simultaneity for the Asi to push off the Los Asi. So mitzvah of Aveira, kind of the opposite kind of principle, says that it has to be simultaneous. The mitzvah of Aveira says the Minchas Chinuch lo havi ela im b'shas mitzvah osagam ken Aveira. At the same time, de be'esrog ha-gazol, I steal an esrog. And when I shake that stolen esrog, I'm still violating stealing because I should be returning it. So that's a mitzvah of Aveira. I'm still doing the Aveira. Still mitzvah of Aveira. But here, the Aveira was done at the time of the Bia. 9 months later, the baby's born. There's no more Aveira there. And you're not Yotze Purvu until the baby is born. Right? And therefore, the Minchas Chinuch says, again, the Aruch Lanera seems to say, no, the mitzvah Purvu is pushed up. It's even from the Shas HaBia is the mitzvah Purvu. But the Minchas Chinuch says, no, of course not. Right? If the mitzvah is over, so then there's no more. And he quotes the Yerushalmi, that same Yerushalmi that the Radvaz quotes. The Yerushalmi, fascinatingly, is Machalik. The Yerushalmi says, if you steal a piece of matzah and you use it, you're not Yotze. But what if Pesach is Shabbos, right, this year? Pesach is Friday night. So let's say I carry matzah in the street, in a Rishus HaRabim, without an Erev. I carry it in the street to my house. So I did an Aveira with the matzah, and then I eat it. Am I Yotze? Yerushalmi says yes. Yes. Because the Aveira is no longer being done. The Aveira is over. Right? The Lashon of the Yerushalmi, if I remember, is Taman hu avar Aveira. But Hacha hu gufa Aveira. That's the Lashon. So one way to understand the Yerushalmi is that it depends if you're still doing the Aveira. And therefore, says the Minchas Chinuch, Mikom akom ha-mitzvah zaseh hainu abanim va-bi'ila rak hechsher mitzvah di-efsher beloze v'kiven di-ikar kiyam ha-mitzvah im abanim u-beis ha-zos lek aveira klau, and therefore it's not mitzvah ba-aveira. He ends up by saying, just as an emotional exclamation, I still find it hard that when somebody is marbe psulim bi-Yisrael, he's going to be yotze the mitzvah peruvu. B'lav hachi tzorachi in gadol. Ich yotze yechavasa b'ben kazesh marbe psulim bi-Yisrael. That kind of line would even include, you know, a mamzer is not only by where an aveira is done. Let's say a mamzer marries a mamzeris. The child's a mamzer, they didn't do anything wrong. They just got married and had a child. So that's an example where there's no aveira done, but the Minchas Chinuch's taina of mar bepsulim might still apply. So he just leaves it as a question. He says, it's just hard for me to fathom that it would be a mitzvah. There are other approaches how to get out of the mitzvah of aveira pshat as well. And that is, well, there is a daya of the Baalei HaTosfos quoted in the Ritva, right? The Ritva quotes this at least three times in Masechah Sukkah. On Daf Tes, on Daf Lamed, on Daf Lamed Aleph. And that is, the question that the Rishonim ask on Daf Tes. Let's take it on Daf Tes. The Gemara quotes a pasuk to say that a stolen sukkah is not allowed. L'chal mutek zula. A stolen sukkah is not allowed. You're not allowed to say the stolen sukkah. You're not Yotze. So ask the Rishonim, ask Tosfos, ask the other Rishonim, why don't you just say mitzvah b'aveira? What do you need a pasuk for to tell me that you can't sit in a stolen sukkah? Just say, it's a mitzvah b'aveira, and therefore, you're not Yotze. So Tosfos says, well, maybe it's according to the opinion that mitzvah b'aveira is only d'rabbanan. But the Ritva quotes another day. The Minchas Chinuch has another answer, but the Tosfos quotes, the Ritva quotes Tosfos. We don't have this Tosfos, but the Ritva quotes Tosfos. Mitzvah b'aveira only applies by certain mitzvos. What he calls mitzvos habalaratzos. Mitzvos that are inherently there to bring you closer to Hashem. Again, all mitzvos in general bring me closer to Hashem. But there are certain mitzvos that are direct. The essence of the mitzvah is to get closer to Hashem. Davening is connecting directly closer to Hashem. A karban is directly connecting to Hashem. A lulav, right? Dalet minim, we use in the context of tefillah, that's connecting directly to Hashem. Shofar is connecting to Hashem. And therefore, a stolen shofar would be a problem. Had it not been for the fact, the Rambam says that the mitzvah is the sound and not the shofar. But if the mitzvah was the blowing of the shofar, the Rambam's clear that it would be a problem. And the Ritva quotes shofar. Shofar, karban, lulav. Those three. And therefore, sukkah is not one of those. So mitzvah b'aveira doesn't apply. Only by these mitzvahs, which are about directly connecting, so that any stain is going to be a problem. And you're not going to be yotze. But by other mitzvahs, it doesn't apply. Right? Even by sukkah, it doesn't apply. So the Ritva himself asks on that sheet, how can you say that? The Yerushalmi says matzah, stolen matzah is not allowed. Right, but what's the answer to that question? The Bavli argues on the Yerushalmi. In the Bavli, the only cases of mitzvah b'aveira are lulav and karban. Lulav and karban, that's it. And the The Ritva in one of the formulations quotes Shofar. There is a Gemara in Brachas about Mitzvah Bava Avera when Rabbi Elazar was B'Shachar Avdo. But it's clear with a couple of rayas, without getting into them right now, that that's just a usage, but that's not the real bona fide Mitzvah Bava Avera. It's just used as a melitza. There is another idea, Reb Chaim notes this, quoted in a number of Svarim. Reb Shechter has this in Eretz HaTzvi on page Chaf Aleph. Mitzvah Bava Avera, getting back to that Yerushalmi that I quoted before, Mitzvah Bava Avera only applies if there's a chefsa shel Avera, and you want to use it as a chefsa shel mitzvah. You stole something, so that item is labeled as a stolen item. It's an object that an Avera was done with. That you can't use to do a mitzvah with. But just because you're doing an Avera or you did an Avera, doesn't mean it's mitzvah b'Avera. Like we said before, the Lashon, the chiluk of carrying matzah through the street versus stolen matzah. Carrying matzah through the street, I did an Avera, but now there's no more Avera. Stolen is different. So he quotes that there's a Tosfos asks why, if you use matzah of tevel. Matzah of tevel, right, untithed produce, you can't use it because the Gemara quotes a pasuk. So Tosfos asks in Sukkah, why don't you just say mitzvah b'Avera? Right? If you eat tevel, you're chayim misa b'nei shamayim. The answer is, says Reb Chaim, because tevel is ma'acholas asuro. So you're not allowed to eat it, but it's not a chefsa da'avera. There was no sin done on it up till now to label it as a chefsa shalavera. And therefore, it's not a problem of mitzvah b'avera. It's only a problem. That's why the Gemara has to quote a pasuk. And there are many other rise to this as well, that it's all about the chefsa. But again, if that's true, then here too. Right? Mamzer, there's no chefsa da'avera. There was an avera done. He has a status, but that status is not that the Avera still adheres. The Avera is still not being done like by Geneva, but it's just a status that comes as a result of the Avera. Okay, we'll have to stop here, but again, this is Mamzer and Peruvu.